In the cultural and religious history of humankind, it actually took a very long time for ethics to appear. By ethics, I mean the critical examination of social behavior. The rise of ethics took place in the axial period, and it began to hold up to judgment the traditional morality and the ritualistic forms of religious practice. Although the rise of ethics is most clearly to be found among the Greeks, the transition from traditional morality to ethics is also well documented in the Bible. It was expressed in such prophetic denunciations as, "I desire loving kindness and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." Even today, however, it's not uncommon for people who are deeply religious in the traditional sense to place their religious commitments to dogmas and rituals above their ethical duties, even to the point of being quite unethical in their dealings with their fellow humans. Thus, such is the nature of religion, an experience which is both emotional and cognitive, that it can become irrational and destructive when the critical faculty is submerged. In what is known as the Jonestown disaster, a charismatic leader so captivated the allegiance of his followers with his vision of an ultimate paradise for them that he led them to mass suicide. That's a tragic reminder from our time of how dangerously destructive religion can become.